And I want to thank Clarence and Carmel for coming out yesterday. And I pre-recorded a little Christmas message that we want to air next week on Christmas. So since we won't have a service, in fact, there's also going to be communion during that as well. So it's not a full service. It was only 20 minutes, and that includes a little Christmas devotion I shared and worship, you know, Christmas carol and communion together. So if you can take that time, I hope that you would, you can go on our website. There will be a link there, and it will connect you to the YouTube. And God willing, we'll have that airing next weekend. So you can take a little time, whether it's by yourself. If you have someone willing to watch it with you, I hope that you'll do that. And share communion, please. Share communion together there in your home on Christmas Day. Lord willing, I will try to have it up Christmas Eve. And if so, then somewhere between Christmas Eve and Christmas evening, I hope that you'll be able to join in that time together. Just going to share a short message this morning in a moment, and then the children are going to come in, I think, and adults as well, too. Thank you. And share a little play with us they've been working on, and I'll thank them afterward, but I do want to thank all of those who are here now who participated and helped and stayed late and helped the children get ready for the time. I believe it's going to be a blessing. I haven't seen it yet myself, so it'll be a treat for me as well. Kim, did you have, would you? Yeah, yes, for the communion, it's if you whatever you have, I mean, crackers and grape juice, whatever you have is just the real important part is our heart and the presence of God, that the presence of the Lord is there with us and we share that time. So I'll lead through it, but again, please join us. And this is what the website looks like if you go on clmfamily.org. If you just scroll down there, that where it says live stream, if you click that, that should link you over to, if you don't already have it set up. So we just encourage you to share in that time, okay? Would you grab your Bible as we make our confession together? And on the back of your bulletin, there is a place to write down any scripture references that to take with you. And I'll give you where we'll turn. We're just going to turn to one book here in the New Testament in just a moment, but I'll let you grab your Bible. And again, on the back of the bulletin, if you want to write just a couple of references down, I'm just going to share 3 points with you here this morning. So would you join me as we make our confession? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By its truth, I am set free. Free indeed, I'm ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is open. My spirit is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you turn with me to Galatians chapter 4 in the New Testament? Galatians chapter 4. And I'll just say while we're streaming, it's so good to see Libby. It's good to see a couple of you here. We've been praying for this week. What a blessing it is. Thank God that you're here. And I thank God for just continuing to heal our bodies. And I know some aren't able to join us today. We're praying for you. You're missed, and we love you, and I'm praying for you that you'll be back here with us soon. Galatians chapter 4. And then I'll say this too while it's being recorded. I always like to start the first of year. I don't even remember how many years we've been doing this, but I like to do a fast, or at least a partial fast, the first of the year. I believe the Bible teaches that the first part of something is the faith part. Because if I just, you know, if I get $10 and I just have some change left over after I've spent it all, it probably doesn't take a whole lot of faith. But if I give the first part to God, then I've got to trust him for the rest. It shows I believe him. And I like to dedicate the whole year and dedicate myself afresh to the Lord. And one way I do that is really just trying to seek the Lord, give extra time to prayer, worship, and the word, doing that through a partial fast. If you've never done that, you just be willing to say, I'm going to go without this particular food for the first week. It might be sweets. It might be bread, meat, dairy. I can't tell you that. But whatever it is, I hope it'll be a little something to just challenge you enough to seek the Lord. The main thing is that it's not going without the food, it's going after God. It's seeking him and dedicating that first week to him to experience, I believe, his presence and blessing in a greater way throughout the year. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of the time had come, this is at God's appointed time, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. Let me pause right there before I continue on. Jesus was supernaturally conceived in the womb of a virgin. Jesus was both human and divine. As man, he can relate to us. As God, he can help us. And this morning, I just want to raise this question and seek to answer it just from Galatians chapter 4. Why did God send his son? Why did God send his son? And again, three reasons. It's more than that. I'm just going to stay right here in Galatians to share these three. Why did God send his son as we approach the day where we celebrate our Lord's birth? And I'll just read that verse once again, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. In other words, Jesus was born under the authority of God's law. And not only did Jesus faithfully keep the law of God, he completely fulfilled God's law. And he is the only one who ever has. So he says he was born under the law. Why? Verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law. The first reason that we see here in this chapter of why did God send his son is God sent his son to redeem us. God sent his son to redeem us. Again, born under the law, he kept God's holy law. He kept God's commandments. And he's the only one who ever has. I think of the word redeem, just if you want to make a note of it, as rescue as well. Because in our culture, we don't always use the word redeem, other than maybe, I've got a coupon, I'm going to redeem my coupon. Oh, y'all knew that, all right? To redeem my coupon. Well, this is a far greater meaning, but it kind of is the idea. It literally can mean to buy. It can mean to buy. But it also has the idea of rescue. See, the Bible pictures us as slaves under sin, sentenced to death. And Jesus paid the price at the expense of his own life to free us, to redeem us, to rescue us from that penalty and from that sentence, because the Bible teaches that we have all broken God's law. And that's what the Bible calls sin. The simple definition of sin is breaking God's law, breaking God's word or his commandments. And we opened the service this morning with Romans 6:23 that tells us what the penalty or the consequence for sin is. It's what? Death. And death means separation. First of all, spiritual death. We are separated from a holy God by our sin, and there's nothing we can do to make ourselves right with God. There's nothing we can do to put ourselves in heaven. That's the sentence. The reason we die physically is because of spiritual death. If there was no spiritual death, we'd live forever. And that's why Jesus came. He came to rescue us from the penalty of sin. He came to rescue us from eternal death by paying the price for us. Thank God he loved us so much that Jesus willingly laid down his life for our behalf to pay for our sins on the cross, as the scripture. That's the rich meaning of what it means to redeem us. And when God's Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and draws us to the truth that Jesus really is the crucified and risen Lord of all, and we believe that truth in our heart and confess him as Lord, the Bible says he redeems us. We're redeemed. Even at that moment, our sins are forgiven, and we have been freed from the sentence of death and the condemnation of hell. Thank God that he came to redeem us. He rescues us. If you look back in chapter 3, verse 13, Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So Jesus came to redeem us from the condemnation and the curse of sin. And it wasn't just enough for Jesus to redeem us, to rescue us from sin and death, to free us. He also came to adopt us so that we could be fully adopted as sons and daughters in the family of God. So he came to free us, and he came to adopt us. He came to redeem us and adopt us. Redeem and adopt. Let's go back to that verse 5. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5. He came to redeem those who were under the law that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Thank God Jesus came to redeem us, and he came to adopt us and bring us into the family of God. This verse says that God sends his Spirit into our hearts, and we cry out, Abba, Father. Think about that. We get to call, if we're in Christ, if we've been redeemed, we get to call Almighty God our Father. That's a great blessing. The one who is all powerful, the one who has all sovereignty and who owns everything, he is our Father in heaven, and he cared enough to adopt us and gave his Son to adopt us into his family. And then not just that, we have full legal status. That's why it says in verse 7, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So we get to share in the inheritance of Christ, the true Son. What a blessing. I don't know what you may or may not ever inherit in this life, but if you are in Christ, you're going to inherit what Jesus inherited. Joint heirs, what a blessing. The Son of God came to redeem us and to adopt us. Brothers and sisters, we are not helpless orphans in this world and in this life. If we are in Christ, God is our Father, and we are indwelt and empowered by the Spirit of the living God. Thank God. So why did Jesus come? He came to redeem us, adopt us, and to form us. Redeem us, adopt us, and form us. Would you say that with me? Redeem us, adopt us, and form us. So it wasn't enough even for Jesus to come and redeem us from sin and adopt us into the family of God. He goes further, and he works in us to take on the family likeness. So he says this in verse 19, Galatians chapter 4. And verse 19, he says, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. Thank God he came to redeem us, adopt us, and he came to form us in his image. He came to form us in the likeness of Christ, in the family likeness. And thank God that was his purpose from the beginning. In the beginning, God created us in his image and likeness. We fell from the image of God. We fell from the glory of God because of sin. Jesus came to bring us back, to bring us in. That's what redemption and adoption does. It brings us back into right relationship. It brings us back into fellowship with God as our Father. And then God, his Spirit works in us to form us. That is a process. Would you say process? To form us, redeem us, adopt us. That's a moment. Forming is a lifelong process. It's process. Kim does hair, and when she does a perm and it sits, she says they're processing. Is that right? And as one who is near that room, it stinks. And sometimes, to our perspective, what the Lord is forming and working in us, it may stink, but we're just processing. He's in the process of forming us into the image and likeness of his Son. One translation where it says here, till Christ be formed in you, one translation says, until you truly become like Christ. And God uses his word in the forming process. That's my preference. I just want him to use the word. But sometimes he uses people in the forming process. And sometimes he uses circumstances in the forming process. Is that right? That's when it can kind of be like, uh-oh. But Lord, help me. Help me to grow. See, we are all responsible to God and to one another to do our part to grow in that Christ-likeness, in forming, in that process. And so God calls us to love because he first loved us. God calls us to pray, and God calls us to worship. God calls us to receive his word. He calls us to fellowship together, and he calls us to share our faith. This is how we grow in that process. He redeems us. He adopts us. And even when it's uncomfortable and we may not even like it, we fight against it, we question it, challenge it, it's all done out of God's love for us. Everything he does is out of love for us. And then he calls us to simply receive his love and then love him back and give ourselves to him. That's why the Son of God came. He came to redeem us, adopt us, and to form us. And I'll just close with these questions this morning. Is God your Father? Are you redeemed and adopted? And I would just say, if not, or if you're not sure, please, you can make it right today. You know, the Bible teaches when we come to the Lord in faith and repentance, he sends his Spirit to take up residence. God's Holy Spirit actually lives inside of us. Let me ask you a question. How many of you believe if somebody moved in your house, you would know it? Y'all believe that? And God wants us to know if he lives inside of us. So if you're not sure, you can make that right today. Why not? And just simply, if God is drawing you to say, yes, I do believe God, and I want to confess Jesus as my Lord today. One Christmas carol says, be born in us today. Today can be your spiritual birthday. And you can enter the family of God, and you'll be redeemed, and you'll be adopted, and God's Spirit will start forming you into the image of Christ as well, until we meet him face to face. And then if you do know God as your Father, and you are redeemed, you are adopted, then let me just ask you this. And I please think about this. How is Christ working in you in the process of forming you in his likeness right now? How is he forming you in a Christ-like attitude? How is he forming you in Christ-like words? How is he forming you in Christ-like deeds? And whatever your answer may be between you and God, I want to ask you this, because again, none of us have arrived. We're all in the process, but sometimes we can resist God's working, and we can resist God's grace. And I'm asking you, will you trust him and yield yourself completely to the process of forming Christ in you even today? Will you do that between you and the Lord right now? And I just want to close in prayer. And I just ask, could we just, if you just remain seated right now, but if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes and just take, would you take a moment right now and just between you and God, if you're not right with God, would you make it right now to say, Lord, I do believe and I know I need you. I've done wrong. I'm sorry. I know it. And I want you to forgive me. I need you in my life. And call on Jesus as Lord even right now. And if you're a Christian, and maybe there is an area where you've just been fighting a little bit, I'm asking, would you just surrender that right now and yield it to his love and compassion and care? Let him have his way. Let him have his way and cooperate with him and have nothing between your heart and God's so that your joy would be full. So, Father, I just thank you right now for just the privilege of taking these few moments to share the truth of your word. I need it. I believe we all need you and we need your truth. So I'm thankful that you gave even your word in love to us. And I'm thankful that you came. I'm thankful you saved me. Lord, help me. Help me to draw closer to you. Help me to grow more like you, to trust you. And to just, even as the chorus says, have your way in me, Lord. Would you bring us to that place of even fresh commitment today? And I say, your will be done. Your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we stand together?